The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
God, I hope this is worth it.
Can we just live here now?
But as you're like sort of looking around right and left, it looks like there's sort of almost a hard line of weather where the winter just sort of stops.
You mean like magic?
Like magic.
Detect magic?
You detect some magic.
Types, kinds?
I hate that question.
I'm just curious if it's beyond the thermal, hey, this is nice.
I mean, what kind of magic changes weather? Probably transmutation?
Probably.
Transmutation enchantment?
It's just from being a wizard,
unless
right?
Evocation has to do with energy, like
yeah,
temperature.
Yeah, that could be. That's fair. Like, it could be talking about transference of
one of those.
Yeah. I'm just curious if... Do I detect any magic within 60 feet of me as we cross this barrier that's more than that?
Is there an invisible force field?
Right. Is there, holy shit, when we step through this, we're going
to
be...
Are we about to step through a ward, or...
That's more what I'm looking for.
You don't get the sense that there's anything particularly...
Abjuration-y about the border?
Nothing seems particularly odd other than the weather.
Can I cast message as a ritual?
I mean, probably, but it has a range
or
of 100
sending,
feet.
I mean.
Message is a cantrip.
Not message. Yes. Sending.
No. Sending, no, is not a ritual.
Do you have sending prepared?
Yes.
I would advise before we step across this threshold that we perhaps send a message.
We have to know who we're sending it to.
Yes, the motherfucker back in the university. Who else are we going to send it to?
I thought you were talking about to the... Monastery.
No. Like, before
that would be a really stupid idea, Cody.
Hey, monastery, are you nice?
Hey, baby. You up? Netflix and chill? No. Send it back to the fucking Rosenthorn to be like, hey, we made it. BT dubs. Whip lady dead.
Whip lady.
Walk. Gotta start off with hey,
member
bro.
Of your faculty.
Hey, bro.
Are we gonna spend as much time deliberating on the message as we did last time?
No, I already listed like half of it. You got anything else to say? Met dwarf lady and Drake. Super cool. Don't hear from us. Stuck here. Send help.
You may ask him if he has any information about this monastery.
Sure.
Didn't we already ask?
No, you asked about Melvariel?
Melvariel.
Okay.
Because I think the thing is that just being Kellen and being an arcane individual, right? We're about to step foot beyond some sort of really powerful magical ward or something. I've cast detect magic. I'm not sensing that we're passing any beyond anything but that is keeping this lush. That being said, whoever cast it just to make it lush was not... This is a Gandalf motherfucker. This is not some Pee Wee Herman playing around with magic, okay? So it's like...
Before, this is affecting a mountainside, not a 20-foot range.
Correct. So before we step beyond this, let's send a message while we know we still can.
Oh, agreed. Less important than the character swap is just saying that, hey, we've arrived at the monastery. It's teeming with life.
Yeah.
We're going to enter in now.
Teeming.
Yeah. We've
because
landed
we're a team.
Here. We've landed here. So and so is dead. We're going to find some more information.
Do you have any information on this monastery?
Do you have anything before we cross the barrier? Is basically kind of what I was looking for.
Do I really need to tell Manara's dead if she's not officially 100% dead?
All right, Inari dead, response, trying right? to bring back.
But that, I feel like there's. I don't know why.
Why did I not bind Diamond?
Because there was a reason that he sent Inari on this mission was because she was the historian.
On second thought, yeah, don't tell him.
Yeah.
Inari mostly dead.
Arrived at monastery, teeming with life, magic.
Looking for key.
Yeah, looking for key. Do you have any info?
You know, crossing border in 30 minutes or whatever. I don't know how long they have to send back. They have a time limit.
It's short.
Yeah. Crossing border in next 20 minutes unless you advise otherwise.
Like, I think it's within a minute.
Because that way that gives him a time to say stop if he doesn't want us to cross the border.
Stop.
Because it's entirely possible once we cross that that it's going to be some sort of anti-magic field or something and we won't be able to say anything or do anything.
So half an hour later, do we get any kind of response?
Okay. Yeah, I will assume that you can condense those points down. Are you mentioning Inari's death or not?
No.
No. Okay. So, have we found a monastery? We're looking for a key. Anything else?
It's got magic in it.
Okay. Oh, and did you know anything about it?
Right. Do you know anything about it? We're going to cross in 20 minutes, basically.
Do you know a name?
Because if he's like, hey, hang out, and we're going to go look, we'll let you know tomorrow, then we'll sit here on the border and wait, and you know, 24 hours. Just give Dave one last chance to provide some sort of narrative insight if he likes.
Some information to help you on your magical quest.
If he wants. If not, I'm okay with crossing the border and fucking shit up.
I don't think we need to fuck shit up here.
No, it's good. We do.
This is bad.
Dave literally killed my give a damn last time.
Again, I contend you did.
Hey now.
Do dwarves and elves have the Tolkien-esque
animosity
in this world?
I don't think inherently. I think probably...
What about uninherently?
Well, I think animosities tend to be more regional or national.
Okay.
I mean, because you got way Tolkien different problems depending on where you regional. Live.
The Mirkwood elves were way more
dickish. That's true.
Yeah, fair.
So the message you received back essentially says that glad you're alive, still looking for info on Mevalrail.
Sure.
And
oh snap.
Chrome died.
We don't need it right now. Let's see. Vardarva Anusta, known for training monks for centuries.
So if he doesn't say
not mages, but known for collecting artifacts.
Hmm. So now we've turned it into Ocean's 11.
Are we murder hobos in this campaign?
I'll leave out that last
please
part.
No.
I don't murder hobo people. I provide shotguns to hobos in the form of mastodons. Okay.
I just want to be clear
on... What are we looking for here?
Yes.
What'd you ask?
Who are we looking for here?
Who? Well, we don't have a who. We have a what.
Who do what?
We would like to resurrect a party member, and we would also like to get information about a potential key that supposedly may or may not be here. Rebuttal, Jeff.
No, you guys go ahead.
Okay, then that's...
Inari's dead. The notes are gone.
Okay, Kellen steps across the threshold.
Okay.
Into...
It immediately feels warmer. Like 15, 20 degrees warmer.
Pleasant. And I begin heading towards the monastery.
Okay.
Also in tow.
You first have to sort of like go down a little ways through some woods, then back up the hill in the valley. When you get closer and begin climbing up, again, sun's setting at this point, so probably getting a little dim. At the foot of the hill, you do find an actual path that leads upwards. And following it, in about probably a half hour's climb or so, you come around a corner of the path and see in front of you a large white stone wall with looks like what would normally be two big doors, like set in an archway, except both of those doors are busted down.
Oh no, not here too.
Through the doorway, you can see a few people moving around and picking shit up because it looks like there was some sort of something happened because it just looks...
Oh, okay.
Wanda, all sorts of stuff is thrown around. There's broken glass on the floor, splinters of wood,
So this looks like a recent attack, not one from hundreds of years ago.
Right.
But we do see monastic style elves inside.
You see monks, and as you're approaching the archway from on the path, one of them sort of peels off towards the door, and is a adult, you know, somewhere probably not even middle aged, athletic looking dragonborn, blue scales, looks kind of dirty, has a stern expression on his face as he walks up to the door and looks you over with like a sort of suspicious glance.
Point of order. Anara is dead, but we still have her notebook. So if she took notes, we're privy to it.
Oh no. Jeff took notes of the shit Anari knew.
Hail, friend.
And well met.
Good morning.
Who are you and why are you here?
We are travelers looking for information.
There are no travelers up here.
Well, certainly there are. There are four of us.
One, two, three, four. There are four travelers come to see you.
Five,
yes. The Drake is optional.
Six.
What about bodies?
He glances over his shoulder briefly at all the wreckage, for lack of a better word, then looks back at you and says, "We are taking no visitors now. Please leave."
It wasn't exactly easy to get up here. Do you mind if we...
I am so sorry for you.
It seems like you've had some kind of attack. Is there something that we can help with?
Well, not unless you can turn back time. Otherwise, we have a lot of work to do.
What happened?
Raiding party. Orcs.
Just orcs?
No.
Does this happen?
They come... What?
No, go ahead.
They come down from the north. This is the first time they have ever managed to do more than annoy us.
This doesn't happen often?
Every few decades. As
how
I
bad
say,
was it?
Usually they are a pest. This time they came with more firepower.
Well, my friend here, allow me to introduce myself, and I stick out a hand. My name is John Constant.
Does not shake the hand, just sort of looks at it.
My friend here is an excellent healer. I've got another friend here who is an excellent repairer. And I've got a third friend here who is excellent at combat. I think all three of them would be able to assist you in your current plight. We're here already. It would take us days to go back down the mountain, so perhaps we could be friendly.
Well, there's no fighting here anymore, but I admit that more hands would be useful. Healer, particularly.
Absolutely. It'd be happy to help out. In honesty, we do have another fellow traveler who fell in a previous battle. We didn't have the materials at the time to sustain life, so...
We have a morgue.
Well, you know, we weren't really searching that
and
option.
Catacombs.
Do you have anybody that might be able to revivify?
You're at the wrong place. We are monks. We are not clerics or clergy.
So that flurry of blows, how'd that work out for you?
I killed many orcs.
What? Okay.
Do you happen to possibly have necessary materials so that I could perform the necessary spell?
What are the materials?
Diamonds.
Had you been here a week ago, perhaps. But we have been, looks over his shoulder, mildly ransacked.
Well, we could have gotten here quicker, but
perhaps
some people
more
wanted
than
to take the slower route.
I don't think Revivify will work.
No. You meant Raise Dead.
Why wouldn't it? It
has to be cast within a minute.
Yeah. Raise Dead will work.
Raise Dead will work.
Okay.
Jeff doesn't let his past character. It's a MacGuffin.
No.
Which actually you don't have access to quite yet. You will next level.
What?
Raise Dead.
I think you should show Jeff up and just keep carrying his body in a bag for a full level. And then resurrect Inari and force him to play a character who's underleveled.
I mean, logistically speaking, I would have...
Fun fact, the spirit has to be willing.
Yeah, whatever.
What spirit isn't going to want to be willing to live?
I don't know. I've never died.
How bad do you want to roleplay or metagame it?
We should... please, if you would allow us to see what we can do to help, we're more than happy. We're already here, so an extra 8 pairs of hands... 12, if you count the Drake, we're more than happy to help.
At this point, you hear,
Nothra! Nothra, what are you doing? Who is there?
And he sort of looks over his shoulder, and a moment later, a very old, one-eyed Ergenasi woman sort of hobbles up behind him.
Hobbles or floats?
Ganassi. She has legs.
Well, I mean, air.
Yes. Heritage. She has a cane, and she sort of, like, taps him with it to sort of move him out of the way. And she looks at you, and she's like, who are these?
Pardon me, ma'am. Do you have a historian here?
Many of us have studied history.
I'll introduce us.
I believe my friends are looking for information on Nevdeli.
Excuse me, how do you know Cranky Kong? How do you know Cranky Kong?
I don't.
Did she not just use your name a second ago?
No. She said, who are these?
No. She called out a name. Was that not Nushka?
Oh, no. No, it Nuthra. Was
the, yeah, the dragon.
Of course. Yes. Nuthra and Nushka. Thank you for that, Dave. I need more whiskey.
They're twins, long separated.
Yes, the dragonborn and the female dwarf.
At this point, the dragonborn says, sort of reluctantly, if I may introduce Engel Nuber, the Reverend Mother of the Vardarva Anusta. And she's like, you could be a little more happy about it.
Kellen kneels as deeply as a small person can. It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance, madam. Reverend Mother.
This fellow here said that he can perhaps provide some healing.
Well, I said he could provide some healing, but he can.
Can you?
I can.
Will you?
He will.
I might.
I can provide pipe tobacco in conversation if
you
like.
Are you lawful good or not?
I am. This man can't be stubborn.
That's fair. Well, if you could perhaps provide us with some healing of some of our wounded and perhaps help clean up some of this shit, then you're welcome, guests, and we would be happy to discuss historical matters with you, although I think you must understand we are still in a bit of a...
So your order has a problem with tobacco, but not swearing. I'm just making sure I understand the rules.
Who said anything about... didn't say anything about rules.
It's a monastery. There are rules. I'm bound to break them, so I want to know what they are ahead of time.
Who said anything about tobacco?
Nobody. I asked if she wanted pipe tobacco in conversation. She went...
If you want to smoke, smoke whatever you want. Just don't get all the smoke on the masonry.
Smoke whatever you want, eh?
Dragonborn, you said, right? You
got opium.
Yes!
So, anyway, Nuthra, show them to some of the empty quarters and see what they can put their efforts towards.
After we cross the threshold of the... I'm going to raise the doors back up and start mending them.
With what?
Mending.
Okay. It will take a good amount of time to mend all the little pieces and such.
I know.
Is anybody else going to assist?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So with another pair of hands, at least to like hold things in place while you do that, you're able to, within a half hour or so probably, have the hinges reattached and, you know, at least keeping out the weather.
It is an honor to meet you. Perhaps
she's already walked off at this point.
Oh, I'm following her.
Okay. So you get a little bit before she sort of turns around and says, what do you want?
Well, I just thought that, you know, the rest of these three are more than capable with their hands and skills. I thought that I might accompany you and see what interesting facts I could learn. I'm a student, you see. Longtime student.
Aren't you also
apparently also either blind or entirely lacking in compassion?
I apologize. My hands were unfortunately not made for healing or fixing necessarily.
Which I do not fault you for.
I appreciate that. I faulted myself for it many, many times.
Please do not impose upon us in this time of need.
I simply wish to see what else I can do to help, even though I have no skill with my hands or no skill with healing.
Can you build? Magically?
I could try. I don't know that I'm quite good at it.
Well, I know some wizards have stone spells and such.
Not particularly, no.
Not this wizard. He does more with dead things.
Can you stone. Do things with plants?
He didn't just hear me say dead things.
No, I apologize, Reverend Mother. Not quite so much with plants.
Well, if you think of something useful, let me know.
You got a bunch of dead orcs laying around.
And she starts walking away again.
Do you have corpses?
She looks back at you, raises her one eyebrow. Well, I guess she has multiple eyebrows still. explain.
I perhaps could utilize corpses to assist you.
I want
to
interject.
Explain.
That just because an idea exists and it's something you could do doesn't mean that you should do.
It's called necromancy. Have you not heard of it?
I could perhaps get your fallen enemies to fix what they broke.
Make a persuasion check.
Good luck with that. That's a nat 20 on the die, so I don't know what persuade is. It's probably not great, but it's got to be at least like a 22. It seems only fair. Yeah, it's 22. It seems only fair that they who broke it must fix it.
Seems fair to me. And f*** them.
Shots later with you, madame.
Put them to work, master wizard or apprentice wizard. I don't know.
Master will do.
If you damage anything, you will answer to, well, all of us.
That only seems fair. I look for the Dragonborn, sir.
I also expect them to be back in the graves as soon as they cease being useful.
I have no problem slitting the throats myself, madam.
Again, just not on the masonry, please.
Of course.
So
it
there's,
works
so
out
there's,
fine.
There's a handful of undead shuffling away debris. That's awesome.
Is there a component for that spell? I think you already have it, though.
I mean, I shouldn't need it as long as I have a focus, right?
If it's a monetary plus, value.
Like, are you using Animate Dead?
Yeah.
I think that has a thing. Let's find out.
So the citizenry that was just attacked by a bunch of orcs are now going to see undead orcs come walking around the turn.
Drop of blood, piece of flesh, pinch of bone dust are the material components.
So no.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm thinking of something else.
It used to have black opals.
That, yeah. That was 3.5?
Yep.
Okay. It creates an undead servant. Since I have undead thralls, I can target an additional corpse. So theoretically, that's a third level spell.
Yeah.
I have three of those. So I can cast it three times with an additional one. So I can get six thralls.
Does that have require concentration?
No.
Cool.
There's just a limited on, 24-hour period before you lose control.
Yep.
Correct. In fact, if I use a spell slot of fourth level or higher, I can do it over two additional undead. So if I spend it at a fourth level, I could get three plus the one additional, so I get four. So I get eight if I spend two fourth level slots.
And all your third.
And all my third. 8 plus the 6?
14.
Yeah.
Holler over at the Dragonborn. How many brooms you got?
Mr. Dragonborn, sir.
Yeah, we will assume that the Reverend Mother tells him what you're doing.
Yes,
that
please.
It's okay.
Please provide me with approximately 14 corpses of the strongest looking undead you have. Well, dead this is, currently.
This is like a demented version of the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Because I'm just sitting there smoking tobacco, trying to wave my hands around, look like I'm doing something important. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Anytime the Dragonborn looks at me like, yes, 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 you three, do that. Did you need them to do something else, Mr. Dragonborn? Sir.
So, no, you're able to put your 14 corpses to work.
And I'm imagining they have a little dance in their step.
Essentially doing just hard labor of picking up heavy things and moving it around and all that sort of stuff.
Prestidigitation, I think that does sound.
Minor illusion.
I could do that. Minor illusion, some sweet
and,
working music.
Thriller.
Yes! Yes,
so
Jeff!
The monks show, like, no sign of, like taking a break, really. Like, a few of them, like, sort of eat supper real quick, like, in 10 minutes, and then keep working and stuff. Long after the sun has gone down. At about, like, 10 o'clock or so, Nuthra eventually comes over to probably Rook and says, all right, well, it's probably done about as much as we can tonight. What was it you needed to know?
Well,
thank you, by the way.
Oh, glad to. If there's anything more we can do while we're here, be happy to help.
Perhaps tomorrow.
There were two major things we were here for. One, we have a friend that is that is just barely staved from dying. And we're hoping we could do something to stabilize, revive them if we can while we're here. But our main journey is to investigate Nephthelion. And
what about it? It's an old abandoned ruin.
It is, and we've been there.
You've been there?
And you know it.
Yeah.
Sure, Nushka is nearby.
Sorry.
That's fine. You also had a point you wanted to bring up. What?
Who's wearing the amulet?
I don't know the name.
Oh, I believe you are. At the very least, you picked it up, I know.
Yes.
Is it in the bag of holding?
No.
I don't think I would have put it on. I'm already attuned to several magic items.
I feel like I asked you that, and I feel like you said you did.
Wasn't Inari wearing it?
Inari was, and he made a point that Inari still had it on her.
Because I took it off her, but I think I stowed it. I didn't necessarily wear it or anything. Theoretically, in the last 15 days, I would have tried to identify it magically if there was anything to identify, but I think we already did that.
All right, well, I'll signal the camera.
You also knew that Inari was getting dreams from it.
Yeah, but that bitch was crazy.
I'll hand
wave
Kellen.
Do you really think Kellen's going to take that advice seriously?
I will hand wave you over to come join the conversation.
Yes, excuse me. I stand there and act like it's a mental strain to continue working my 14 undead orcs. Yes, I'm sorry. I can take a moment. Yes, what can I do for you?
Aren't they done by now?
I don't know. Whatever else.
Some of the others are still working.
Okay. I mean, they can work all fucking night. I got 24 hours.
All right, well then.
I'd be like, sweep this shit up and keep going.
Toss me an amulet and keep concentrating.
Eat an amulet. I don't want to do fuck all. I already told him what to do. This is a vacation for me. If I could sit under an umbrella and drink a
cool
cocktail.
Oh, right, you
cocktail.
Don't have to concentrate.
No.
Okay.
you come over, and Nuthra says, so you've been to Nephthelion. It's an old, dusty ruin.
I wouldn't say old, yes. Dusty, ruin, no. If I had to rate the veracity of the three things you just said.
It's all just broken down buildings in the forest.
They were attacked.
You realize Nephthelion was underground, right?
And has been, collapsed, I assume?
No, not quite. We are trying to investigate further, which is why we're here.
Okay. Hoping. Investigate what?
Keys. Yes, they open doors.
We were led to believe that one of the keys that opens one of the doors to the levels of Nephthelion would be here.
Why would you think that?
Because we have
a journal.
A journal that says so. It was entrusted to somebody who was coming here.
This may have been quite some time ago, so it may not be something that's off the top of your head, but something we'd like to look
into.
But
I hear you have a store of artifacts, yes?
No, I made a point to say I did not communicate that to you.
Go fuck yourself.
Well, don't be a sketchy.
So,
Ocean's 11 is off, guys. Ocean's 11 is off.
Have you guys explained this to Nushka?
I wouldn't have.
Yes, we did.
Oh yeah, you were telling me everything. That's right.
He can fill you in.
So we're just on a historical, archaeological discovery.
On whose behalf?
Iron Rose.
I find
University.
Your track. Does that help?
Valakur?
Yes.
We're a long way from Valakur.
Yes.
Yes, we know.
Well.
Long way from a lot of places.
You mentioned a journal. Might I perhaps see it?
Sure. Well, we can look through it together.
Do you produce it?
Do we
I'm
have
not
some
carrying
sort
of, it.
Can
oh.
I make... Does somebody have a social role here? Is this guy creepy as fuck?
I have insight.
Oh, I have insight.
Oh, I have insight.
Not great. It's 14.
Okay.
It's a 19.
It's not better than a 19, I can tell you that.
Oh, it's either a 1 or a 13. Let's reroll. Stop landing on the crack.
4.
Kellen, did you roll?
I did, but it's not worthwhile.
Okay. Nushka thinks that whatever he does or does not know, he's being very careful to size you up before he says anything.
Okay. Right, which is why I'm trying to be friendly and disarming.
So who has the journal, and are they taking it out?
Who's got Inari's bag of holding?
Officially? Craig's been our dump person.
Sure.
He dropped it in his bag of holding.
I don't want my bag of holding to touch his bag of holding, though. So
that's probably.
Then you get baby
point.
Bag of holdings.
Or we all get teleported to
the astral plane.
Astral plane.
There's that.
That doesn't sound fun.
Oh my god, let's do it.
We can always finish the campaign that way.
It's time to go become pirates with the Gith.
Kellen could survive there.
I'll ask if he wants to include what's her name in looking through the journals with us.
Not tonight.
Okay.
But if you have it available.
Do you have an Ars bag holding?
I don't think I had it.
I think anybody specifically took it, but
well, I think we just said Rook had it.
Okay.
All right, Troy. I have respect for you now. You're more welcome. Respect for you than
suddenly
I did
out of the
ago.
Blue.
May I ask to what end?
I just happened to get a. Okay, so I don't know if anyone else gets this, but the new Facebook app like provides you when people post new statuses, and I don't like it. I don't know if anyone else is seeing that or not, but it'd
this
be like
isn't new.
Well, like, okay, so maybe my phone just updated. I don't know. But, okay. Like, it's like, oh, Dave posted a status, and it has nothing necessarily to do with me, but because you're one of my friends.
Yeah.
It let me know that Matt posted a status that I think is utter bullshit. That is utter bullshit. And I saw that Troy had commented, and I was like, oh, man, if Troy agrees with him, I'm going to lose a lot of respect for Troy. And Troy didn't agree with him, so I'm good.
That was a fascinating story.
I believe the post was John Lithgow is a discount John Malkovich, which is utter bullshit.
No, yeah, I agree.
No,
fuck that. No.
Like, the only thing that they have in common is the fact that they're white and named John.
And old.
Also, John Malkovich is overrated.
So, Nuthra takes the journal that you pull out of the bag of holding, grabs a random wooden pulpit that's off to the side, opens it up, very gently... with a lot of respect, you can tell he's used to handling a lot of old documents, and sort of slowly reads through it. And, I mean, it probably only takes him like 10, 15 minutes to read through it. Doesn't really say much as he goes through. Eventually when he gets to the end, looks up and says, I didn't expect you to actually have it.
It capital I?
I'm afraid the key you're looking for isn't here. But it was until a week ago.
So the princess is in another castle.
Damn it.
We gotta go chase the orcs, huh?
Believe me, as much as you, I wish that it was still here. I wish that all of our various treasures they had stolen were still here. By now, they're probably a good 100 or 200 miles north, heading back for the Manasa Nortova.
I hope you're happy, Cody.
Yes! Yes, I am.
I assume... I do not know for certain.
God, did you call it Cold Or? I don't know if you said Cold Mordor, but I think Cold Or is the great.
Going to Cold Or.
But yes, Laura Vassar brought the amulet here some 900 some years ago. It has remained safe here ever since.
That's unfortunate. What did
he... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
What information did he bring with him?
A good deal, but perhaps not a lot that can be of great use to you. He told us about the first war with the Gnolls beforehand, and then, of course, as this journal shows, the Mevalril's return later was very hectic, destructive. Little was left. Not many details about that part of the whole thing exist.
Who is Mevalril?
Well, again, this is from records that have been... Well, Laura Vassar died some... What was it? 650 years ago, something. So it's still all written record we have. No living memories. From what I've read, and... the Reverend Mother could perhaps tell you more. I think she's read this more thoroughly. Mevalriel, former member of the Council of Nephthalion, and she was cast out of the city for necromancy, even though apparently the necromancy was used on Nephthalion's behalf in the first place.
Everybody looks at Kellen.
Yep.
Kellen just smokes circumspectly as the 14 orcs continue to work while you fuckers take a break.
I believe you're on break as well here.
I am focusing on a spell.
No, you're not.
You don't know that. Roll Arcana, fucking tin man.
DC 13.
15.
Especially since you could know the spell if you wanted to. She was exiled and returned 20 years later with an army of undead and fae, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you should kill people instead of exiling them.
Supposedly, there are two more keys besides the one that you held. Would you mind if we pored over some, whatever historical text you've got, to see if we can find any clues to this, to the other two?
You are welcome to do so. Although...
Right now, it seems like we got to get after some orcs.
There was some burning.
Okay, Hitler.
No. Not by us, you
orcs, Hitler.
Okay, orc Hitler.
So orcs weren't really interested in documents. They were just causing chaos.
They took things.
Can you draw us a line from the monastery to Koldor?
Sure.
But we were given the name of the other two places keys were taken.
Yeah. No. The thing is that in 200 miles or whatever, in a week, could they get back to Koldor? Because Jeff's right. If we can intercept them, we might be able to take off and try and stop them before they get there. But if they're already to Koldor, we need to rethink our next strategy in order to get that key.
So, as the crow flies, 400 miles to the Minas Tirith.
So they're a quarter of the way there.
Or halfway there. He said 1 to 200, right?
Yeah, they're just guessing.
God, that's tempting to try and chase them down and kill them before they get to Koldor. Right?
We might want to restock here if we can, though.
Do you happen to have faster ways to travel?
Two polymorph spells?
I can't concentrate on both, can I?
That's true. Mm. Didn't think about that.
You should have become a
I'm afraid not. We're good hikers.
We've got enough casters.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm sorry, Dave. I missed that.
He said, I'm afraid not. We're good hikers.
Fair enough. What is your main mission? What is the goal of this monastery? What is your focus here?
To preserve and teach our way of life.
Okay. Do the folks here have any connections back with Nephelion such that you would be interested in the results of our...
If I understand this journal and our own records correctly, the primary connection was Laur Vassar had a kinsman here. So it was that and our seclusion was made it a natural destination. But no, we never traded with them or had any significant formal relationship.
Okay. Would you like to know the results of our investigation after all?
Do you have after you continue, you mean?
Yes.
Is there
I'm certain we would find it of historical interest, yes.
Is there a pass through the mountains? Could they theoretically run northeast along the mountain range, or would they have to go down the mountain?
The orcs and their kin know the mountains well. I imagine they probably have trails that they will take. Whether or not they can go along the peaks, I doubt. But there will be all sorts of mountainside.
So they're less than halfway there.
Likely.
We need to do some math and see if we can catch them.
You need to pull a Saruman and cast a Blitzurg on them.
I can cast level 8 wizard spells. What do you want from me? I already turned you into a goddamn mammoth. What do you want from me?
I want a blizzard 100 miles away from here.
Perfect. Talk to somebody else. God. It's so interesting, but we got to try and run them down.
Or there's no way.
Or fight our way through a city of baddies.
Because that's the thing, is that we need all four keys to get where we want to go. All the way to the heart of Nephthelion.
You know, good thing we came here first instead of going south for the other keys, because then by the time we would have got here, it would have been months and months and months.
Well, by then we would have leveled up and been able to level the fucking Koldor city. I'd have had Fireball.
You already have Fireball.
Fireball.
Oh, that's just because you're dumb and didn't take it.
Because I am utility and not damage.
I don't know. You've been rolling some damage.
Yeah, I'm doing the best I can, okay? Okay. We really need to sit down and do the math and see if we can catch them.
Yes, well, I wish you success, whichever path you choose, but for now, I must go sleep.
Because we could try and do something really
I suggest you do
sneaky.
The same.
Is it possible we could restock our supplies here with you? We could trade some things.
That's agreeable, and the orcs were not really interested in food, so yes.
How fast does an orc travel? Especially in a pack.
Would we know that in character?
I mean, theoretically, we'd have a guess.
Forced march?
Right. Is it a forced march? Is it a... We could sit down and do the math. Is it theoretically possible if you go as an eagle, right? You or Troy or...
Oh, do you recon?
Babushka. No, but what I'm saying is we could try and think of something. Or Pipsky. Whoever. Like, if we think of something really fucking clever. So say we send two or three of us on an eagle at a faster rate than they are. Could we hit them before they get to Koldor? Could we polymorph fucking Jeff or you, whoever, into a goddamn mouse, sneak into their camp, get the key, and get it the fuck out before they get home?
Possibly. When the orcs raided, did they seem to be militarily organized or more of a raider bandit group? Or
it's a fair question.
They had giants with them.
Oh.
So I'm saying, okay. this is not a fight the man type thing. This is an infiltration type thing, which, to be honest, this group is not great at.
So like, how organized were they?
Well, more than we've ever seen them, which isn't to say a lot, but they brought enough force to knock down our doors and batter our walls this time.
I don't imagine that they're doing a forced march with giants. I mean, maybe, but...
Did it seem like they knew what they were after this time?
I don't think so.
They've long been after our various treasures.
Right, but did they take... They didn't just take the key, they took the...
Oh, they took everything they could get their hands on.
So I'm saying, like, they don't know what it is. They're the lackeys. So if we can get...
It's highly doubtful they know what they have.
If we can get to the lackeys before... F*** I can polymorph you into a goddamn orc, go down there and take it, and then come back.
If we kill them all, we could just have all of the artifacts.
Are you saying
this out loud?
No.
It's like, don't get me wrong, that's on my mind, but I don't know that it's possible. And it was enough that they took on the full fucking monastery.
A flurry of
blows. Yeah, how many people are here?
Not enough.
Like, that we see. Is this...
You've already seen at least a couple dozen. But that you've been only in like one part of the compound.
We're probably
so.
Talking right. about 100 orcs then. We're talking about probably talking about a full company. Like a small army.
We can't fight that.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're going to have to be fucking smart.
Wicked smart.
I need to look at your spellbook.
Yeah.
I need to look at Inari's spellbook and see if there's anything else I can learn for the money. And see if we can... There's going to be slower. Unless Dave is going to ignore just physics of moving a huge group. Like, they're going to be slower. They're halfway there at best, probably less. So if we can send a strike party that can move quickly, it may not be all four of us. It may just be two or three of us.
I mean, if Aragorn, Gimli, and Legolas can catch a bunch of running Uruk-hai, we can do this.
I mean, they're in difficult terrain, but we will also be in difficult terrain.
No, we won't. We'll fly.
Oh, yeah.
We'll move faster.
Do any of us have any idea what speed orcs and giants would move at?
I mean, orcs should be about the same as just any medium creature.
Yeah.
And giants, theoretically, if they're moving in formation, they'd be moving slower.
The difference is that they know the terrain and you don't.
Yeah.
There's no terrain in the sky, Dave.
Technically true.
Sort of the opposite of terrain is sky.
So what are we going to do? Put the four flying boots on Pipsy and...
We're going to think about it between now and the next time we meet. I think that... I honestly think that we send... I think we send two people on almost a suicide mission. We send me and one other person. Like, trust me, I don't like it either. But we send me and one of you fucks. works. I don't know which one it is. I don't particularly care.
Okay, we need to get there. That's the first thing we got to worry about. We don't know what we're walking into yet.
Right, but you're gonna need spellcasting for the utility.
You don't know what we're going to need.
Spellcasting.
Let's get there first.
Name me one time spellcasting has not been useful.
When Lucas does it.
When mage...
Multiple times. Boom.
When mages are outlawed.
Ace gen.
That's incompetence, not unuseful.
Tomato, right. Tomato.
So is there anything else you guys want to do in the monastery that night at like 11 o'clock?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Get ready to head out.
So you... thing, I don't think as a group of four we can go that quick.
Okay, so you're making your way to your rooms and taking a long rest there in the monastery, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That night, Kellen has a dream.
I don't want your dreams, Dave.
And we'll come back to that next time.
Damn it.
All right, so in terms of planning...
I hand my shit to someone else. Rook doesn't dream. I hand it to Rook.
In terms of planning to trade with them before we head out, is food really the only thing they've got to offer at this point?
Well, what else are you looking for?
Plus one Vorpal swords.
Yeah, I don't think any magical items to help us in our quest are going to be available.
Teleportation circles?
I asked about that.
Just a circle?
And someone to cast teleportation?
Not really their thing.
So they're not really magical users up here.
A 500 man army to chase down the orcs.
You'd have to find 500 of them first.
All of them with boots of flying so they can move faster.
Yeah, you got any meat shields?
I mean, we could try and enlist them to help get their stuff back.
Yeah, but they're not going to be able to move fast enough.
No, well, they're injured.
We're going to need a strike team.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We are the strike
adventuring
team.
Party. Yeah.
We got
I get that, but I don't think that there are... I don't think we can all move fast enough. If they move the same speed as us and they know the terrain, we're going to lose that battle.
Dave's not going to give us an adventure to go on and not have there be an adventure. Let's fucking go.
No. I absolutely think he would give us an adventure that we can't do. I think it would be like, you guys arrive as they go into the secret city.
It's not that we can't do it. It's how well we roll.
We don't even know what the city is actually like.
Yeah, we have suppositions right now.
Who has social roles in this party?
Inari.
Right. That's what I'm worried about. I don't want to play some sort of cloak and dagger bullshit, because that's not how this party rolls, okay?
All right, well, we'll pick back up next time, and you can figure it out.
Fuck.
Find something to polymorph me into that has high stealth.
That's not a problem. The problem is, can we get there in time?
Because you're going to have base stealth. It's not going to be good stealth.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get there.
I don't know that we will.
Maybe we don't, but whether they get to the city or not.
Something's going to happen one way or another. Well, we got to go figure it out.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.